Did the sun really stand still for Joshua? Learn about it next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here is our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
In the book of Joshua, we read how Israel fought at Gibeon, and Joshua asked the Lord to stop the sun so that Israel could finish its battle. The sun stopped in mid-sky and did not set for nearly an entire day. According to the most accurate dating, this was about 1400 BC. In order for the sun to stand still in its apparent movement across the sky, the earth would have to stop spinning. And if it were to suddenly stop, the force would rip the earth apart. All of this is what science tells us. And from these facts, science therefore concludes that the sun could not have stopped in its path across the sky. But this final conclusion is not really scientific, even if all the other facts are true. Joshua 10 tells us that God made the sun stop in its apparent path. Science admits that it cannot tell us what God can or cannot do. Science can only tell us that it would be very unlikely for the sun to stand still in the sky. But Joshua 10:14 tells us this and more, that this had never happened before and had not happened again at the time that Joshua was written. It's not surprising, then, to learn that according to Aztec law from Mexico, virtually on the other side of the world, the sun failed to rise for an entire day in the city of the gods around 1400 BC.
To learn about our expanding worldwide creation evangelism program and all the ways you can help, visit the Worldwide Outreach tab at creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment.